In this video, I'll show you how to add client time behaviors to your ASP.NET controls by using the client controls that are part of the Microsoft AJAX technologies. So to get started, I'll fire up Visual Web Developer as usual, create a new AJAX enabled website, and go into design mode in our default.aspx page. So what we're going to do here is we're going to add some client-side validation to some user input. So in order to do that, I'm going to grab a couple of labels and a couple of text boxes. The labels will be used to tell the user what's expected in the text boxes. So we'll just specify in the properties a little prompt to the user as to what we're going to expect. So in the first text box, we're going to expect a number between 1 and 10, so we'll tell the user, enter a number between 1 and 10. And then in the second text box, we'll tell the user to enter a valid email address. Now I'm just going to size these out so that they're on a single line. And now we can go into Source View and we can add the client-side validator controls. Now, because these are client-side controls, there's no drag-and-drop experience for them. So we need to add them manually, which is fine. So to begin with, we're just going to add a required field validator. And we're going to do this for both of the text boxes since we want both of them to be required fields. So we're going to specify an ID for this control. And I'll do rec field 1. The next thing that we want to do is we want to specify the control that we want to validate. And in this case, it's going to be text box 1. Right. We want the display to be dynamic, so when the user leaves the field, we want to automatically tell them if they haven't entered any data at all. And then we just need an error message. And you must enter a value between 1 and 10. Okay, so there's the required field validator. But we also want this to have a range requirement. Let me just double check my syntax here. All right. We also need to tell this control run at server. All right. And by the way, while we're doing this, let's go ahead and grab this required field validator, copy it, and then paste it below the second text box because we want both of those fields to be required. And remember that the two things that we're going to do here, we're going to change the name of the ID of the validator, and we're going to change the name of the control to validate. And then the message is going to have to change as well. You must enter a alright. Just double check. So text box 2, run it server, display dynamic, error message for email. Okay. Next. What we want to be required here also in this top text box is we want to specify a range of values that the user must enter data that falls between that range. So here we'll say we're going to enter range validator. And we're going to specify an ID, valid range 1, run at server. Now we can specify the specifics. So the control that we're going to validate is going to be, again, text box 1. We want the display to be dynamic. We want the type of data to be an integer. Notice all of the types that are supported: currency, date, double string. And now we can specify the range itself. So we're going to say the minimum value that is valid in this range is 1, and the maximum value that's valid for this field is 10. And then if the user doesn't enter a value that fits between that range, let's give them an error message that says, you must enter a value between 1 and 10. Okay. Now, down here in the email address, to validate the email address, we're going to use validation expression, so a regular expression, and I've picked the email address for this demo because it's a very common required data type. Remember that using regular expressions, you can use you can validate sort of any text pattern that you want, you don't have to commit all of the complex regular expression syntax to memory in order to use this. There are lots of regular expression builder tools out there. Regex Buddy is one. To do that, we're going to add a regular expression validator control, and we're going to give it an ID, regex1, and run at server. And now we can specify some of the regular expression detail. So again, we're going to say display equal dynamic. We're going to specify the error message. And here we'll say the email address was not in the correct format. And now we need to specify the validation expression. Now, I am not a off-the-top-of-the-cuff regular expression author. So what I'm doing here is I'm going to paste an existing regular expression that I built with a tool, so I didn't write this regular expression by hand. And this is the regular expression that will check for a valid email address. So let's get to the end here. Check our syntax. Oh, of course, we need to specify what the control to validate is. All right, so control to validate is going to be text box 2. Now let's go ahead and test our application. So here where we enter a number between 1 and 10, if I enter a number that's too large, it doesn't work. If I leave the field, gives me the required field message. If I enter text in the field, it tells me that's not a valid number. But if I enter a valid numeric value between 1 and 10, we're all set. Now, same in the valid email address. If I enter the regular expression fails, but if I add the proper email address format, then the validation takes place. And that's it. That's the way that you use these client-side controls to extend the client-side behavior of your ASP.NET controls. One note about this, these validators are great to improve the user interface experience and prevent unnecessary round trips to the server, but these are this type of validation is client-based, so it's specifically to improve the user interface experience. But you want to remember that if there are security concerns with the input here, you also need to validate the data that's entered into those fields back on the server in order to be secure. This validation takes place only at the client side. But this is a great way to not have to write custom ASP.NET controls, but simply extend the client-side behavior, and I've just provided you one example using the validator controls. So that's it.